This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Jesus spoke in a way that a child could understand. When Jesus taught with parables, when he told a certain man had two sons, a sixth grader could understand it, a fourth or third grader could understand, and one son spent all his money in sin, and the other son stayed at home, and there was the resentment of the older brother to the younger brother, and all those family dynamics come to play where even a child can say, I get that. I understand a little bit of that. Jesus spoke with clarity, and Jesus spoke with simplicity in such a way that people understood his message. And I say all of that just to say this. You don't have to be a theologian to know you're a sinner, and neither do I. You don't have to be a theologian to know you got problems, and so do I. You got issues, to use that term that's overused, and so do I. We all have issues. And you don't have to be a theologian to know that God loved you so much that he sent his son to die on a cross for you. It's called the gospel, the good news. You don't have to be a theologian to speak it or to understand it. You accept it. You receive it. That's why John 1 says, as many as received him, as many as believed in his name, God gave the right to people who did that with Christ, received him and believed in his name, to be called the children of God. Now I want to summarize this message, the blueprint of love. I want to touch on something I touched on earlier. Some of you grew up with some pretty horrible blueprints in your childhood. Just last week or the week before, I was on the phone with somebody from another state, and they were talking about the blueprint, so to speak, not using that term, but they said they were raised by a mother who taught them viciousness. I can't imagine saying that about my mother. My mom taught me viciousness. But you know what? Some of you can. You had a parent, a father, a mother, who maybe taught you how to be vicious, how to get revenge, how to get even, because that's what you saw exampled. That's what you saw lived out in real life in your childhood. That was your blueprint. And what I'm saying today is, regardless of what blueprint you had to follow or were given to follow in your childhood, decide today, my children are going to follow this blueprint. Pure heart, a clear conscience, and a sincere faith. Decide. Decide that's going to be the blueprint of love for our family. So all during this series that will continue next Sunday at Crossview, looking at the blueprint for life from the life of the Apostle Paul as described in the book of 1 Timothy. And it's going to be some powerful things said out of a book I've never taught here before at Crossview Christian Church. No record of that I've ever talked from this book. But we are this week and this month. And in the months ahead, may God use it in your life to teach you not only a blueprint for living, but a blueprint for love. What would happen in future generations if your generation, where you are right now, decided, I'm going to leave a legacy, a blueprint of love, that when my children are grown and they face their end years with their children and grandchildren, they'll be able to pass on a legacy called the blueprint. The drawing of love, pure heart, clear conscience, and a sincere faith. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, thank you for speaking to us today. Bless this message this week and next week as we continue from the book of 1 Timothy. Speak to us right now about decisions that perhaps need to be made, prayer requests that need to be offered up, dedication of life that needs to be offered to you today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Well, you can hear this message again on crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.